I want to start this next story with a number, 908. That's how many environmental and land reform activists were assassinated around the globe between 2003 and 2013, in 10 years. That's according to a study by the NGO Global Witness. If you find that shocking, here is another stat just as mind-boggling. Nearly half those murders took place in one country, Brazil. Here's Jerry Haddon from Rio de Janeiro.
Guarabana Bay, just minutes from downtown Rio's world-famous beaches, is a study in pollution and filth. Dark sludge cakes the shoreline. Garbage floats everywhere. It's so bad that some sailors set to compete here in the 2016 Summer Olympics are warning colleagues not to let this water touch their skin, which doesn't surprise local fisherman Sandy Anderson de Souza. He says he was out in his boat in 2001 when Brazil's state-run oil giant Petrobras accidentally dumped 1.3 million liters of oil into the waterway. He says there was so much oil, it looked like there was no water at all. A year later, we noticed that many species of fish were disappearing, and we started to catalog this. There are 46 species of fish and shrimp that are no longer here. That incident and several others, Anderson says, led him to tie up his boat to begin campaigning to save the bay. Think about it, he says. If you put one drop of oil in a glass of water, you can't drink it. Imagine what those millions of liters did to the bay. 13 of us became activists here. Soon, we started getting threats, he says. Before we knew it, 4 of our leaders had been killed. Anderson lifts his shirt to show 2 scars he says were caused by bullets meant to silence him as well. He blames armed security groups working for Petrobras, a claim the company denies. What's clear is that someone powerful wanted Anderson dead, and still does, which is why the Brazilian government put him in a special activist protection program. In other words, they've hidden him away. For a few years now, Anderson, his wife, and their children have been laying low in this nondescript apartment. They rarely go outside, too scared. That fear is justified by Global Witness's study, says Rafael Dias, a human rights worker in Rio.
Brasil é país muito grande, então em muitos lugares a proteção aos defensores é muito difícil.
Brazil is a huge country, he says, and there are conflicts all over the place. There are not enough resources to safeguard human rights. In the case of urban activists, he says, you have an additional phenomenon, the armed groups known as militias. They're often police or ex-police who use their public security training to go after activists. The danger isn't just found in cities. Over 1,000 miles away, in the tropical savanna that precedes the Amazon forest, a small indigenous tribe called the Xavante is also under threat from soybeans. Their reserve is literally surrounded by huge plantations of it. Xavante activist Iparici Toptiro says, like Anderson, he's been shot, trying to stop big agribusiness from encroaching on his territory.
Na medida que você contraria interesses econômicos, você se torna uma pessoa visada.
It's dangerous to talk to the international media, he says. On the one hand, it helps to get the word out, but it's also a quicker path to your own death. Journalist Fernando Molica says things won't get safer for Brazilian activists until the long-standing links between money, power, and security are broken. What makes Brazil particularly deadly, he says, are its vast forested hinterlands, where the justice system is absent or easily corrupted, and where valuable natural resources are abundant. Anytime you criticize economic interests, you become a watched person, he says. In the case of the Amazon, the police are often linked to the economic powers and the politicians. Politicians are often in the farmers' or loggers' pocket. It's delicate, which is what most worries Sandy Anderson, the activist fisherman, even as he hides in his safe house near Rio. He says the government recently took away his bodyguard, saying he was facing less danger. But he says he doesn't buy that. I feel like at any moment I could open the door and be killed, he says. I know why the government recently took my guard away. We activists have stopped some new government oil projects here on the bay. Government projects. The same government paying for my protection. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Rio de Janeiro.